Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. If you don't have a Bible, there's a Bible under the seat in front of you. God bless you so much. We thank God for bringing us together. And so, for the past few weeks now, we've been celebrating Easter. We all know that Easter is the day set aside for celebrating the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, during Easter, I spoke about, do you know him? And then last week, I spoke about the subject. Who can remember the subject I spoke about? A journey with Jesus. Today I'm speaking on the subject, worship your Lord. That's what I'm speaking on today. And if you come with me in this passage, we are going to see Jesus Christ, who has now risen, revealed himself to people, and he has now finished his work, his earthly work on earth, and he's going to ascend into heaven. And so let us read the passage here. Luke 24, 50 to 53 says, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into the heavens. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Amen. The emphasized part that I want to emphasize on is, and the 52, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And they worshipped him. So the topic today is, worship the Lord your God. Worship the Lord your God. They worshipped him. Jesus Christ had now resurrected. He had spent so many days on this earth, appearing and disappearing to different people at different times, to his disciples and all that. He stayed on this earth doing all this. It's not like some magic. No. By history, Jesus resurrected and he lived on this earth for good 40 days of appearing and disappearing, talking to his people, spending time, eating with them and all that. So we all know this man died a gruesome death, and that is what we always remember on Good Friday, that he died, he went to the Calvary cross and he was crucified, that you and I may be able to be set free from the power of sin. And so we see our Lord Jesus as our Savior by him coming to die for us. But now in this passage here, when you look at the verse 50, it says, and while he had resurrected and had spent time with the disciples, he took them to Bethany. And then he started blessing them. And as he was blessing them, he was being lifted up. Can you imagine? You can just spend some time and close your eyes and just begin to. You know, when I was reading this passage, I was trying not to miss what the disciples would have been experiencing. And so I took a moment of just closing my eyes. And I want to encourage every Christian here. You know, it is good to reflect on the word of God. Sometimes we read too quick and fast and we miss certain things in the Bible. It is good to sometimes just pause and read, taking your time, reflecting on the picture that is being painted there. This man was blessing them. And as his hands were up blessing them, he was being lifted up. Can you imagine this? Beautiful scene. I wish I was an artist. I would have tried to capture this in pencil and pencil and on paper. This departure of Jesus going to heaven and blessing the disciples. But the writer says that as he was going and doing these things, his disciples worshipped him. His disciples worshipped him. That point is very important. Now his disciples are worshipping him. You see, let us look at what worship means. Merriam-Webster's Bible says that it gives us two meanings for worship. I'm speaking on the subject, worship the Lord your God. And so the first definition they give is this: to honor or show reverence for a divine being or supernatural power. But I prefer the second definition. It says, to regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. And so when you look, you come back to what the disciples are doing here. Jesus is going up, and then now they begin to give him regard and great exuberant way of respect. Suddenly in their heart, something had happened in their heart that tells them that this God, this guy that walked on this earth, that was eating and jubilating and dancing and doing all sorts of things with us and was teaching us and was blessing us and doing all sorts of things, now he's not just a normal person anymore. You see, this means that they began to see Jesus as God. Now they saw him as God and gave him the honor that is due for a God. Jesus himself, please come with me in your Bibles. John chapter 10, 25 to 33. John chapter 10, verses 25 to 33. I want us to look at what Jesus says about himself. These disciples are worshiping Jesus now. They had been walking with him, talking to him, and now he's going and they are worshiping him. John chapter 10, 25 to 33 says, Jesus answered. This was conversations that Jesus was having with people. And now Jesus comes to the point where he's saying certain things to the Israelites. Jesus answered them. John chapter 10, verse 25. Jesus said to them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they do not follow, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. 29 says, my Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. Verse 30 says, I and my Father are one. Then when he said this, look at the 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? Then the 33. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. You see what's going on here? Jesus said, I and my Father are one. His disciples walked with him, followed him, and all that. Now Jesus is being resurrected, Jesus has resurrected and he's going into heaven. And his disciples are worshiping him. They now begin to accept him as God. They now begin to see that he is a supreme one. And Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And for that reason, the Jewish people who understood what it meant to say you and God are one, took stones to stone him. You are blaspheming. Keep quiet. You are not the Son of God. But yet still, Jesus stood his ground. And now Jesus is going and his disciples are worshiping him. They see him as God. They see him as God. Psalm 96, verse 5 to 6 says, For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. The Lord Jesus is this powerful. The Lord Jesus is this awesome divine God because he is equal with God. He is God that was made available, that was made reverent among humans, that he might set a path for you and I to begin a relationship with God. And in as much as he had died to save us from our sins, as the disciples then saw that he is God, you and I can also now begin to accept him as our Lord. Awesome, right? So he is not just our Savior. It goes beyond him dying and saving us. You see, in his Savior, we can call mercy. We can call for grace. We can call for compassion. We can call for everything God has to give us. God has to do for us. But when you now begin to see the Lord Jesus as your Lord, you begin to worship him for who he is, not for what he can give you. Many of us have been worshiping God for his hand, always giving. Oh, mercy. God, you're compassionate. God, you're love. God, show me mercy. God, show me favor. And God always does these things for you and I. It is now time where you and I begin to see him as our Lord. Not for what he will give us. He's giving us anyway. This morning, we have life. Many did not wake up. This morning, regardless of the pains in your waist, your leg pains, your toe pains, your toothache, your earache, your whatever that is going on in your life, you have your life. And the fact that you are alive, you need to begin to accept this God as your Lord and your personal Savior and begin to give him the reverence, the honor, the due that is given him. And so he's not any other person in your life. He's not another prophet. He's not another Messiah. He is the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord, and the Master of your soul. The lover of your soul. The lover of your soul. And so today, as you are here, celebrating the life of two young boys who are going to grow to also honor God, begin to appreciate the God that we serve. You may be here and you do not have a relationship. All this Jesus, you have not reflected upon who Jesus is and what he does and who he is and that. Today, I want to point to you that this Jesus is our Savior and equally our Lord, because him and God are one. He was given that he might die for you and I. And you can accept him as your Savior and worship him. You see, one of our mission statements is, the first one is worshiping Christ. And so in this house, we want to encourage all of you, if you are here today and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus, to begin to accept him as your Lord and surrender to him and worship him, give him the reverence, give him the glory, give him the honor that is due to a God. That is due to a God.
Now look at what happened. The disciples, after they had worshipped him, the writer says they returned to Jerusalem. This points out something. Jesus told the disciples that they should not depart until the Holy Spirit has come upon them. And so, them returning to Jerusalem, they acted in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where it is very important. In as much as our Lord is our Savior, and today we are talking about Him being our Lord and our Master, it is not enough to worship Him and say by words or from your heart, you are worshiping the Lord Jesus. Oh, you accept Him as your Savior and He is your Lord. Now there has to be action that shows that you really do honor Him. The Lord Jesus Himself, from the passage that we read before, He says that my sheep knows my voice and another they do not follow. And so if you have accepted Him as your Lord and personal Savior, it is time to begin to obey Him. It is time to begin to honor Him. If you're really respecting Him, if you're really looking to honor Him, it is time to obey His word. It is time to begin to obey Him. Act upon God's word. That is important. Many of us have accepted Him as our Lord. Many of us have accepted Him as our Savior, but we have not begun to walk in obedience to Him. Or maybe today you are here and you have not accepted Him as your Lord and personal Savior. And as I'm speaking, you feel in your heart, I need to begin to accept Him as my Savior. It is true. If you do this, it is time to then begin to make plans to change your lifestyle, to go in accordance with God's word. And so somebody might ask me, how do I begin to obey Him? It starts by you reading the Bible. It starts by you reading the Bible. And you see, it is easy for all of us to take the Bible and read it. Maybe you are not educated, so you are here, you are saying, I'm stuck. I can't read the Bible. I understand that. By God's grace, technology has advanced. Now you can play the Bible to play at you and for you to listen. We thank God for pastors in the house of God that can teach God's word. There are so many ways. We also thank God for other friendships that you can develop that can teach you God's word. And so there is no excuse here. But the point here is this. You and I must begin to read the Bible and begin to obey the things that the Bible tells us. You see, many times when we read the Bible, God speaks to us through the Bible in different ways. There are stories in the Bible, and every story has something that it is portraying. And so when you read the Bible, you can begin to ask yourself, what is the basic things? What is this story telling us? Like, for instance, the story of King David talks about a man that was anointed by God and that God used him mightily to save the whole of Israel to become a great empire in the world. So you see, when you look at David's life story, you see a man that loved God, a man that worshipped God, a man that made mistakes but repented and asked God for favor and mercy. And so when you're reading the story, you're looking at what is going on there and you're beginning to apply these things to your life. Again, you might read the Bible and there might be direct command in there that is saying, do not do that. Do this. Don't do that. Those things you begin to apply into your life. The disciples did not just worship and that was it. Worshiping God means we walk in obedience to Him. And it starts by obeying the Bible, that which is written in the Word of God. It is not by obeying Pastor Barnes. Even though I have a desire that I will lead us all to the Lord Jesus Christ, that I will teach the word of God with honesty and with truth and just to the word of God, you don't need my word all the time. The Bible is what you need.
You got to begin to develop a personal relationship. And that is what I was talking about last week, a journey with the Lord Jesus. And so now, I'm using this opportunity to point out to you that the journey with the Lord Jesus means us beginning to be committed to Him, beginning to be obedient to Him as our Lord and our Savior. Many of us are not doing this. Many of us are not doing this. So they went, and the writer says, continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. This means that they lived as public followers of Jesus. Many of us claim to be Christians, but yet still, we do not want anyone to know that we are Christians because we do not live a life that is exemplary of the life of a child of God. Many of us do forsake the gathering of Christians. The word of God says, the Lord Jesus himself, he said, do not forsake the gathering of thy brethren. And so it is time that we who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to begin to come together to continually worship together, praise him together, exhort him together. That is why we come to church. To continue in the fellowship, to continue in the relationship, to continue in building one another up in the things and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the writer says, in the temple, praising and blessing God. The focus here is God. It is not your handsomeness. It is not my handsomeness. It is not how good I look. It is not my perfume. Or it is not how nice I hold the microphone. No. It is Jesus. And so if you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, and you are walking in obedience to Him, the next thing is that everything you do must be about Him. He must be the focus of everything you do. And so if you're about to do something, if you're about to go somewhere, and the focus is not going to be on Jesus, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Simple as that. And that is what they were doing. You and I must begin, even in the church, when we come together like this, because there are different responsibilities that we all have to play. Some of us have to play keyboard in the house. Some of us have to play for drums. Hey, keep praying for a drummer. I know God has brought us a drummer, but keep praying that he will stay. Yeah, and you, I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you. I'm joking, yeah? God bless you. But the point here is this. All of us here might be here doing something. It is good for you to do something. But if the reason why you're doing the thing that you are here doing is not about Jesus, then it's useless. If it is not about the God that you're worshiping, then it's pointless. In our heart, we need to begin to adore this God. And out of adoring him, when we come together, whatever we do, do it unto our Lord Jesus Christ. And honor him and praise him. When you are serving in a ministry, you are serving in the ministry because of our Lord Jesus. Not because Pastor Barnes told me. And so when things don't go the way I want it, I can decide that I'm not doing it anymore. No. Many of us are quick to even leave a church or quick to leave a ministry. Drop it like that and just go. And the question here is, did you pick up the ministry because of others or for the Lord Jesus Christ? Whatever you are doing, are you doing it for Jesus or for me? Or for somebody? Or for attention? Whatever reason, if you are not getting it, that shouldn't cost you. You see, if the heart is right and it is about the Lord, if it is about who God is and not what God will give you, then you will be committed to him regardless. You see, there is a song that says that Kim Walker wrote it. She says that even if I don't get you, you don't answer the prayers that I pray. Even if you don't give me the things I ask for, I will worship you. We have to come to this place as children of God that worship God regardless. It's not because of, it's not a social gathering. Oh,
I'm going there and I will meet Sister Sandra today. Hey, today Sister Sandra is going to West Hastings, so I have to go there. No. It has to be about God. Child of God, today if you are accepting the Lord Jesus, don't accept him because he will do something for you. And I promise you, the Lord can do everything for you. He is a merciful God. He's all powerful. He's all providing. But you have to begin to accept him as your Lord. With Jesus, all things are possible. They continually did this. Child of God, where is your relationship with God? This Jesus, do you know him? And if you know him, are you living for him? Is he your Lord? Are you worshiping him? When we say worship, is it the songs that we are playing? Or there is something that is truly happening in your heart? You see him as a God and you are giving him the honor that is reverent to him. And so regardless of wherever you go, whatever you do, you are a worshiper. First, as a worshiper. And then everything else can follow. Even in your dressing, in your living room, when you dress up and you stand in the mirror, when can you ask yourself and say, oh, Kwesi, how I look in the mirror when I go out, do I look like a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ? What am I exposing on my body? Even in our dressing, even in our appearance, it has to reflect the nature of our God. In every decision we make, the Bible goes right down to the source of our God is holy, of our God is pure, of our God is righteous, how God loves us, how God cares for us, that he gave his only begotten son. This morning, I want to encourage you, child of God, love him, worship him, honor him, and give honor to whom honor is due. If you are in the church and you are not really worshiping God the way it should be, it is time for you to come out of your shell. It is time for you to really begin a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And as your heart claims that you love the Lord Jesus, you follow it with action. God bless you, child of God. God bless you. My sermon has come to an end.